Words of Sri Up the hill. Do not allow yourself to be worried or upset by small things. Look at things from an inner point of view and try to get the benefit of all that happens. If you make a mistake, don't get distressed because you made a mistake. Rather, profit by it to see the reason so as to get the right movement in future. This you can do only if you look at it quietly from the inner being, without sorrow or disturbance. Why get excited over these small things or let them disturb you? If you remain quiet, things will go much better. And if there is any difficulty, you are more likely to find out a way in a quiet mind, open to the peace and power. That is the secret of going on, not to allow things and happenings, not even real mistakes, to upset you, but to remain very quiet, confiding in the power to lead you and set things more and more right. If one does that, then things do get actually more and more right, and even the difficulties and mistakes become means for learning and steps towards progress. Whoever seeks to climb from level to level up the hill of the divine, fearing nothing, deterred by no retardation or defeat, shrinking from no vastness because it is so vast for his intelligence, no height because it is too high for his spirit, no greatness because it is too great for his force and courage. He is the Aryan, the divine fighter and victor, the nobleman, Aristos, best, the Shrestha of the Gita. Intrinsically, in its most fundamental sense, Arya means an effort or an uprising and overcoming. The Aryan is he who strives and overcomes all outside him and within him that stands opposed to the human advance. Self-conquest is the first law of the nature. He overcomes earth and the body and does not consent like ordinary men to their dullness, inertia, dead routine and tamasic limitations. He overcomes life and its energies and refuses to be dominated by their hungers and cravings or enslaved by their rajasic passions. He overcomes the mind and its habits. He does not live in a shell of ignorance, inherited prejudices, customary ideas, pleasant opinions, but knows how to seek and choose, to be large and flexible in intelligence, even as he is firm and strong in his will. For in everything he seeks truth, in everything right, in everything height and freedom.